Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Mum celebrated her 68th birthday yesterday, did a nice little shout out in the birthday book, delivered half a cake to her over the weekend just to celebrate the occasion.
Half of your birthday
half
cake?
Half of my birthday cake. It was actually...
So we had your birthday barbecue on Saturday night.
Yep.
And then yesterday, what, 4 days later,
yep,
you gave your mum a stale, half-eaten, re-gifted cake.
Not entirely true.
The woman that gave birth to you... gave you life, brought you into this world, as messed up as it is, that's how you repay her for her birthday.
I took the cake out on Sunday morning, and
okay,
it worked even more to my favour because my little nephew, he had his birthday like a couple of days before that as well, so it's like, here you go, the two of you, here's half a birthday cake.
You get a quarter of a cake east. This is getting worse. Stop talking now.
So I made the phone call last night to, you know, I did the show on the radio. I'm like, all right, I'll make the actual phone call before I forget around, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock last night, just to officially wish happy birthday, singing horribly out of key, wishing on
the
birthday.
So you call
your
mum at night, do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On her birthday. Because my mum loses her crap if you don't call her as soon as the sun rises. It's like she's waiting by the phone. And if you call her, you know, past 1 past 6, she's like, oh, you forgot my birthday, I see. It's like, it's got to be the first thing you do.
Yeah.
You get up, don't even like go for your morning pee, just straight onto the phone to mum, otherwise she gets crabby.
Yeah, my olds, they don't get up before like about 10 o'clock in the morning. So
okay,
by about 6 o'clock then, maybe, just like having the first morning coffee and everything. So I wished her happy birthday. And then we were joking around a little bit because we've moved to our new employer, so to speak, and now we're getting paid monthly. Now, first, it's a bit of a stretch when you have that first, you know, we got to pay all those bills and everything. So I was just talking about how tough I've been doing it, just joking to her and stuff, and she goes, oh,
that's why you're only getting a quarter of a birthday cake.
Yeah, that's right, Mum. Sorry, I would have left you more than that. And I said, oh, maybe I'll take you out for your birthday. And then, like, oh, maybe I can't afford it. And then, well, she's done a bit of volunteer work over the last couple of years. She's volunteered at Vinnie's for a little while, and she also volunteered, at the local church. So, Anglican Church in Bega, I think it's near United Fitness Gym, like somewhere across the road there.
Okay.
And these guys, she was telling me all the time, she goes, they've got these amazing women in the kitchen that literally just get these ingredients and they just cook up these meals every Monday, you know, to the public who just are doing a little bit tough.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, every Monday. They recently opened back up again after a bit of a break. So they're open every Monday, 12:30 to 2 p.m. And then I was blown away by this. I'm like, oh, maybe that's where we take you for your birthday. It's one of them places where you leave a donation if you can afford it.
Oh, okay.
For a lunch. And here's a little excerpt of the phone call, me just trying to get my head around the whole system that's in place at Ricky's place. Have a listen.
I can just rock up to this church, put in bugger all money, and they're going to feed me.
Yep.
What if I take a couple of people and host a banquet? What do you reckon? What's the going rate?
You can do that too.
You ever seen someone walk in there and not put money in there?
I've had old families there.
And you've seen them not put in money? You've seen them not put in money?
I don't even look at the donation box. I wouldn't know what they put in it.
I don't want to go in there and have some standover man cracking his knuckles in front of the donation bucket because I only put in a couple of bucks.
No, Pat.
Jesus wouldn't approve of that.
Are you sure you're not adopted? Like, how can you share DNA with this lady who volunteers her time to help feed people who are struggling and you're trying to scam the system? Like,
I was haggling the price for about another 15 minutes after. I'm like, so what would be acceptable? I'm like, what's an acceptable amount? Because when you put the money in, you get lunch and you get dessert.
Yeah, so pay what you'd normally pay. Like, put down, like, you know, 10 to 15 bucks, something like that for a lunch.
So I was sort of just feeling the waters to see exactly how much I should be putting in there as well. So needless to say, maybe I'll be taking Mum out for a birthday, but, you know, we're getting paid monthly now. I might hold off a little bit longer until Mother's Day. You know, more of a two-for-one deal, if you know what I mean.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Got Power FM's Word to Your Mother running at the moment. Basically, you finish the mum phrase to win yourself a trip to Lake Crackenback Resort and Spa. It's kind of been triggering for Hutsy and I, back a lot of memories, childhood memories of Mum just shrieking at us.
Getting absolutely smashed at home. For me, it was definitely sitting too close to the TV, so get in trouble for that all the time. And now, as a result, joke's on you, Mum, my eyesight's terrible. Also, things I used
well,
to
that's
get...
why they were telling you. They didn't want to have to drag your ass to the optometrist and pay all that money for glasses.
Every time they saw me sitting in front of the TV a lot closer, the premiums would just be going through the roof, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Something else I used to always get in trouble for doing was making stupid noises. I'd always be, like, trying to... imitate, what's his name?
Michael Winslow from
Police Academy doing walking around making stupid noises and things like that.
So you had more in your repertoire beyond the make fart sounds with your hands?
Oh, yeah. I had all right. I had an absolute stack of things, some better than others, some needed refining. The thing that got me in trouble for a little period of time for a while was swinging on the clothesline.
Yeah.
That was how fun was that?
The biggest flogging I ever got from Mum back in the days when they did this was when I swung on the clothesline. I had a skipping rope and I hooked a skipping rope over
Indiana Jones.
We had an old Hills hoist.
Yep.
And then I'd swing out and she told me several times not to do it. And then she came to chase me. And of course she couldn't catch me because I was quick on my feet.
That's right.
Not like I am these days.
Yeah.
And then she got the skipping rope off the clothesline, went inside and hid behind the oven and waited for me to come back inside. And then she whipped me across the legs with the skipping rope. I never swung on the clothesline after that.
Yeah, mine was pretty easy to swing on the clothesline as well because we had a half burnt out car in the backyard, which was right in the clothesline.
Oh,
so
really?
I climbed on the bonnet of the car and I could reach the clothesline from the car, and that's it. I just launched myself.
Ours was always jumping on the bed, like Steve and I.
Oh, yeah.
We'd love to jump on the bed. Like, we didn't have a trampoline, so it's their fault for not getting us one.
Yeah.
And we would jump on the bed, and then one day it had like the wooden frame underneath, and we heard this almighty crack. We just fled from the room. They never caught on to it. I think they thought they broke the bed, so we're like, oh.
Yeah, something else I used to get in trouble for when we went on road trips was banging my head in the car.
What?
Yeah, I used to just bang my head.
What, to like Metallica or something? Or what are you?
Oh, I used to find it relaxing. And my parents would say they could feel the whole car swimming. What's that? They look, turn around and see me banging the head in the back seat. Yeah. What a time to be alive.
That's troubling.
Oh, a little bit. I think probably borderline autistic is the word, but anyway.
1-300-92-1250. Call us about the things your mum used to yell at you about. Mick, mate. In Bateman's Bay, what did Mum used to yell at you about?
There's a long list there. I don't think we got that much time.
What was the main one that Mum used to yell at you about? What was it?
Well, the one you did yesterday, square eyes.
Yeah.
From watching TV.
Yep.
The old classic. Pulling faces.
Oh, the wind will change. Yeah.
I used to get that one all the time. And thanks, Mum. The wind did change. Now I'm stuck with this.
That's brilliant, Mick. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Have a good
day,
mate.
Cheers,
bye.
See ya.
I mean, I believed that when I was a kid. Like, I fully bought into the, if you pull a face and the wind changes, that's it for you, you're done.
I also believed if you swallowed bubble gum that it was stuck in there.
Oh, yes.
That's one that always used to get trotted out all the time, but the phones are ringing off the hook this morning, 1-300-92-1250. Sharon from Bateman's Bay, what's something your mum used to always, you know, get angry at you for doing all the time?
Well, it was funny you were saying about the clothesline, because I actually had the same situation, except our clothesline was like on the side of a hill, so sort of, it was flat at the top and then dropped away at the bottom.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine and myself swung on the clothesline and then actually snapped it and broke it in half.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I hear you.
Sounds like it was more of a zip line.
A bit of a grounding for a while for that one.
I was going to say, did they make you hang the clothes out for the rest of your life?
You did this.
I didn't want to make me the clothesline.
Oh, the poor Hills hoist.
Absolutely amazing. Sharon, thanks for talking with us this morning.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to be swinging pretty hard to break an old-fashioned Hills hoist because those things are like solid iron, man. It's like...
Yeah, they're pretty indestructible. I mean?
Yeah. Until Sharon comes along.
Yeah, well played.
Yeah. Finally, we got Melinda on the line. Morning, Melinda. What did Mum used to yell at you about back in the day?
Everything that my younger siblings did because I was older.
Oh,
so
okay.
I should have been rounding them up.
You need to lead by example, Melinda.
Guilty by association, yep.
But she should have been yelling at your younger siblings, like, well, if Melinda jumped off a cliff, would you do it?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, that's what she should have been yelling at.
That was one that she used to say, if they jumped off a cliff, would you?
No, the worst thing was they knew this eventually and they'd play up and on purpose and then you'd be looking at them going, stop doing that. And they'd be like, we can't get in trouble. You're the one who's going to wear that blame.
You're the scapegoat.
Always.
Is it still like that these days, though, now that you guys are grown up?
Yeah, still like that these days. Doesn't change, unfortunately. I think it'll be like that in my 80s.
That's a bit rough, isn't it?
Pointing fingers in the old folks' home.
Yeah, I don't even live in this home. What am I getting in trouble for this for?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Remember the year 2001? You had movies like Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring was in cinemas as well. That's Shrek, right. The first Shrek.
Yes.
Game changer. Were great times in cinema. When it came to Australian finance, though, not so good. And it looks like we have headed back to those times of 2001.
Headline inflation up 2.1% for the quarter, 5.1% for the year. The biggest surge since 2001 in the wake of the GST launch.
Yeah, inflation great. On the rise. The figure's much higher than any finance experts predicted. They crossed to Tom Petrosky at ComSec yesterday, and he was just sobbing into his hands, going, I don't know what's happening. Why?
Also, I didn't want to bring it up, but Parramatta fans, that's the year they lost the grand final against
Newcastle.
Oh,
is it? There you go. Bringing back bad memories for Eels fans. I mean, this is no surprise to your average punter. The cost of everything is going up, as we heard yesterday.
The biggest contributor, transport, mostly fuel, up 13.7% in the year, but also housing, up 6.7%, household goods and services up 4.9%, and education costs up 4.7%.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, parents at the moment, you're just getting done from all sides.
There's really are.
No avoiding it. It's really bad. Cost of food especially, always on the rise, more than predicted. Although last night in the news, they were kind of covering the rise in costs of one particular food that left me scratching my head.
Bok choy was a dollar a bunch in January.
All of a sudden, with all this rain, we're paying up to $3 a bunch.
Some dad's going home, walks through the front door, hat in hand. I'm sorry, kids, we can't afford any more bok choy. No! It's my favourite leafy vegetable. Supply versus demand. That's what it's all about. You know, the floods especially have hit the food costs hard. Surprisingly, cost of Brussels sprouts hasn't gone up. But again,
surprise.
Supply-demand. Yeah. Supply-demand is... one thing, though, that really is annoying, especially since we've just welcomed a new furry member of the family, Pepper, our new dog.
Mm-hmm.
Fellow pet owners, you're getting stung when it comes to the cost of everything, really.
Even the prices of pets and pet products were up nearly 7%.
7%. So you're talking about, you know, food, bedding, toys, all the stuff to keep your pets happy and healthy. 7% rise and all that. When I heard the figures yesterday, I came home and started helping Pepper with her resume. I'm like, you need to get a job. You're part Kelpie. You're a working dog. You need to get out there on a farm and start rounding up some sheep and bringing some income to this family because you're doing nothing. You might as well be the cat at this point. Finnegan's like, what? Did someone mention my name? Yeah. I don't know. Cost of everything going up. I mean, pet food at the end of the day is still cheaper than
mush.
Human food.
No one knows what's in it anyway.
Yeah, but it's cheaper. You know what I mean? Yeah. With the cost of human food going up, it's going to get to the point where we, like, you know, feed Pepper a can of chum at the end of the night and I'll just be looking over going,
I'll have what she's having.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.